We might stop for a moment to ponder a most extraordinary fact. A major political organization in the most powerful country in world history is quite literally dedicated to the destruction of much of life on Earth. That might seem to be an unfair comment, but a little reflection will show that it's not. So right now we're reaching the end of the quadrennial electoral frenzy. In the Republican primaries, every single candidate denied the facts about climate change. There was one exception, the sensible moderate, John Kasich, who said, yes, it's happening, but we shouldn't do anything about it, which is arguably even worse. So that's 100% rejection of what's happening. The winning candidate, as you know, calls for more use of fossil fuels, including coal, the most destructive, also for dismantling regulation, refusing funds to developing societies that are trying to move to sustainable energy, such as, for example, non-polluting air conditioners in India, and in every possible way, accelerating the race to disaster. So when you consider the states, it's a fair question whether there's ever been a more dangerous organization in human history than today's Republican Party. It's a fair question, and I think the answer is pretty clear. And it's equally remarkable that these astonishing facts pass with virtually no comment. The electoral campaign, commentary about it, proceed at a level of vulgar triviality, we'll hear more of it in a couple of hours, with scarcely a glance at policy issues and almost nothing about the most critical questions that have ever risen in human history, questions of literal survival and in the short term. And this amazing blindness, as the lemmings march to the precipice, extends well beyond. So in the past few years, there's been extensive, euphoric coverage of the prospects for energy independence, 100 years of energy independence, with occasional comments on the local impact of fracking, but scarcely a word pointing out that the euphoria amounts to an enthusiastic call for the sixth extinction to swallow us up as well. Similarly, the growing threat of nuclear disaster, which is real and severe, barely elicits a comment. The two most important issues in all of human history on which the fate of the species depends are virtually missing from the extensive commentary on the choice of leader for the most powerful country in world history and from the electoral extravaganza itself. It's not easy to find words to capture the enormity of this extraordinary blindness. And perhaps words like these, lamenting the daring depravity of the times, as the stock jobbers will become the Praetorian band of the government, at once its tools and its tyrant, bribed by its largesses, overawing it by clamors and combinations. Well, as you can tell from the prose style, that's not today. It's James Madison, 1792, wondering about the fate of the new democratic experiment, and not a bad description of the state it's reached 225 years later.